The topics on the campaign trail today were decidedly domestic. President Bush and Senator John Kerry jousted over stem cell research and health care. In downtown Pennsylvania, President Bush questioned Senator Kerry's plan to expand health care coverage.
The Kerry plan would move America down the road toward federal control of health care, which would lead to lower quality and health care rationing. Other countries have tried centralized health care, and it didn't work. We have great quality health care in America because it is a private-centered system, and I intend to keep it that way. Health care decisions ought to be between doctors and patients, not by officials in Washington, D.C.
The president today speaking in Pennsylvania.
Senator Kerry spent the day in Ohio, and stem cell research was the topic at an event in Columbus.
It's wrong to tell scientists that they can't cross the frontiers of new knowledge. It's wrong morally, and it's wrong economically. And when I'm president, we will change this policy, and we will lead the world in stem cell research.
John Kerry speaking today in Columbus, Ohio. We're joined by NPR's Don Gagne, who's traveling with President Bush, and NPR's Scott Horsley, who's with Senator Kerry. Hello to you both.
Hi there.
Hi, Melissa.
Scott, let's start with the Kerry campaign. Senator Kerry introduced today in Ohio by Dana Reeve. That's the widow of actor Christopher Reeve, who died about 10 days ago. Let's listen to a bit of her remarks today.
I've been grieving privately, and my inclination would be, frankly, to remain private for a good long while. But I came here today in support of John Kerry because this is so important.
Scott, tell us more about how Dana Reeve's remarks were received and also about what the senator had to say, please.
She was welcomed with an extended ovation, and she gave, obviously, a very emotional appeal on behalf of Senator Kerry. This was a chance for John Kerry to once again publicize his support for embryonic stem cell research, which the president has curbed with his limits on federal funding. And the Kerry campaign knows this is an issue that resonates both with Republicans and Democrats. It was also a chance for Senator Kerry to talk more broadly about his commitment to science and technology as tools for economic development. And today in Columbus, he used some pretty tough language, saying that if George Bush had been president in other periods of history, he would have sided with the candle lobby against electricity, with buggy makers against cars, and with typewriter companies against computers.
Don Gagne, we heard President Bush a few moments ago talking about his views of John Kerry's health care plan. What else did he have to say today in this health care speech?
Well, he did not talk about embryonic stem cell research. His speech in Downingtown, Pennsylvania, this is a state that he has now visited 40 times since taking office, was really about the need for limiting lawsuits and damage awards that he says drive doctors out of business. He proposed creating alliances between small businesses, allowing them to buy into these programs to cut costs. But again, mostly, as we heard at the top, he really did tear into John Kerry's proposals as being a big, expensive, cumbersome, unwieldy government program.
Scott Horsley, the Kerry campaign has outlined a series of policy speeches for this end stage of the campaign. Talk a bit about what their strategy is, please.
They're calling these closing arguments. They don't pretend that they're breaking any new policies. It's more of a recap of things they've said before, but they're hoping to reach people who maybe are just now really tuning into the campaign or undecided voters who are finally making up their minds. And it's also a chance to sort of tie together some of the different threads of the Kerry message. For example, today Senator Kerry said the administration's approach to science is the same as its approach to the war in Iraq and the economy. He called that approach, if the policy is not supported by the facts, change the facts to fit the policy.
And Don Gagne, on the president's side, is it an appeal to the undecided vote or to the base?
It really seems like these events are an appeal to his base to make sure that people turn out. They're not taking anything for granted there. The president does talk about undecided voters, and he hopes that they'll come over to his side when they compare him to Senator Kerry. He says the choice is clear, but if you look at the states they're going to and the specifics of the president's message, it does feel like they're shoring up the base, which is not necessarily where they envision themselves at this time.
NPR's Don Gagne and Scott Horsley, thanks to you both.
My pleasure.
My pleasure, Melissa.